WMFO. Casting glances to the shore. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
My heart with you. I will stop them. I will. written, they are poison. My thoughts, they grow and grow. Just like that I can.
Thank you. Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
I'm gonna find board, a shot of booze, and a whole lot of love. Well, I found myself in Philly on December 28th. It's nearly four long years ago. But tis the night I remember to never soon forget. It's the first time I ever held your hand. Now I've made love to countless mermaids and all the sirens too. And it's strange, strange how none compare. Oh, baby, none compare to you. Well, here I am once again at the mercy of the sea.
Even vibrates like real.